LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Raza Riffs with Keith Raza and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, Rifters. I'm on. Excellent. This episode of Raza Riffs is sponsored by two companies. The first company today that's sponsoring this episode is Collins Care. Collins Care Opioid Recovery is a brand new patient pending nutritional supply kits. It replenishes all the key vitamins and nutrients that have been lost due to opioid use. This recovery kit is filled with powerful nutrition proven in scientific studies to help restore brain function and heal damages that are caused by opioid use. If you or you know someone who is addicted to opioids, let's save their life and save yours. Each recovery kit comes with three products that work together to restore healthy brain chemistry and healthy relief and healing to get better, like shakes, vitamins, and oils. Collins Cares is a building a community of supporters like you, and they want to share their healthy vision. Let's get people excited. It's time to make a difference, and more importantly, let's help save a life one person at a time. Collins Cares does needs backing and support to go to. So go to www.collinscare.com to purchase a recovering kit. Again, that's www.collinscare.com. www.collinscare.com. And we're also sponsored by Taco Brat, our healthy friends, our Mexican-German restaurant that has the best tacos in town. It's Taco Tuesday, so why not go to Taco Brat in Costa Mesa, California at 2101 Harbor Boulevard, 92627 Costa Mesa. Their phone number is area code 656-346-2005. Alan Lee and I went there last night, and let me tell you, it's the type of place that makes Taco Tuesday taco every day. So once again, this episode of Raza Riffs is brought to you by Taco Brat and Collins Care, www.collinscare.com. Now back to the show. Hey, Alan.
Yeah, man, you're making me hungry.
Yeah.
Well, we had a little, we can't say they're not.
We had a late start today because there was traffic.
And so while we're waiting for our guest,
you want to say something? Our guest is the great Jay Moore, but he's also stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
And we just beat traffic, so that's why we were a little late today. You know? So.
Well, we beat it. We were here. We got here pretty. We got late.
Yeah.
Ourselves.
Yeah. So. And, we came just in time, and we just texted Jay. And Jay said he's on his way,
yeah,
so
beautiful.
We sent him the numbers so he could call in if he wants to call in, but he said he's on his way.
Jay, if you hear this, you know, Keith and I are rooting for you, and drive carefully. If you're on the phone.
We should see if the mics work. See,
wait a minute, I hear you beautifully, man.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear me.
So we're good.
Should we try Jay's mic? Let's try Jay's.
You want me to be Jay Moore?
Yeah, you want to be Jay Moore?
Well, I don't know if I can do that. So here's our technician.
I'm
sorry.
You're way better.
Yeah, there we go. Am I?
Yeah.
Can you hear me much better?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go to Jay's mic. And
so you're going to be Jay?
Well, I mean.
I thought I was.
I don't know.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hold on.
No, can you hear me?
Testing.
It's four.
Do we
check?
Need
check? Check. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you. Okay. Can you hear me?
Can you put him on then?
Man, how could you? How could you? Hello.
Check. I could hear.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear.
But can Jay hear me?
Jay's not here yet.
That's what I'm saying. When he gets here, can he?
Oh, Jay's calling though.
Oh. Thank you.
Hey, Jay, what's going on, buddy?
I'm walking in the door, I guess.
Oh, you're
yeah,
in the
Jay,
door?
Because we thought you were driving with the phone.
I'll
on.
Send Alan to go yeah. get you. Alan, you want to go get Jay?
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go.
Alan, go outside and bring him up, man.
But if I'm in the
I'm
elevator.
In the garage.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Me, I'm gonna keep Bob and Cole. Fourth floor. Here I come. Hey, buddy.
All right.
Fourth floor, right?
Yeah, fourth floor.
Sure.
Room 410.
Okay.
We had a late start.
Well, we've got you know. We have a great deal going down with, like, the, with okay. the garage, you know.
We should introduce our guest before he comes in. You've
well,
seen him in
you?
Saturday Night Live, Jerry sure. Maguire, Small Shoulders, my personal, one of my favorite movies, Pay It Forward.
And on TV, Ghost Whisperer.
Ghost Whisperer and Gary Unmarried. You should probably go outside and tell him what studio it is, like, because there's two studios.
He doesn't. I thought
no,
you've opened
go
for him.
Outside.
I'm sorry.
I've never opened for him.
No, I'm sorry.
Jim
your friend did. Your friend did. My bad.
Yeah, dude, come on. I apologize, folks. There's this traffic, this 405, and then the freeway 101. I don't know if you've ever been on the 101, but hoy, let me tell you, not good. Yeah, we did start a little late. We usually start right on time. But... we got a plan, you know? I got a plan. I always have these things planned out. I could go on the Facebook and see all the hate mail I already have. Oh, no, I got none. Excellent. Today's a good day. I told Alan Lee to go outside to meet Jay Moore, and he, like, didn't want to. I think he's, like, nervous or something. But if I left... Alan Lee would just be talking to the radio, and, you know, it'd be weird. I mean, not weird, but, you know, like, it's Alan Lee, you know, just going on his stories about New York and all that. And I sent Alan Lee outside to go get Jay Moore, like, 2 minutes ago, and he's not back. All right, well, let's mention the sponsors one more time. That way we could get it out. Oh, there's Jay. Hey, Jay.
Hello, Keith. Hello, sir.
Hey, Jay. How are you, pal?
Good friend. I owe you more apologies than
no,
I thought.
No, you can sit there. You can sit wherever Jay wants.
I'm sorry. You're more comfortable here?
I got you a water.
Why does Alan keep yelling at me?
I don't know.
Goodness gracious.
Traffic
Alan
was...
said his name, and then he said, and I have no idea what I'm doing in my life. And I just smiled ear to ear, and I went, that's... nobody should. This is great.
Traffic was terrible, though. We hit traffic, too.
Well, Topanga Canyon was closed, and I had to take Tuna Canyon.
Oh, boy. That sounds like an adventure.
Which is not aptly named. It was very dry and arid.
There you go. I like
a lot of bicycles whizzing past me laughing in their weird shorts and hats.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I mean, that's the most important. Have you ever been to the studio to record an interview?
No, I've been to a studio.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never lived in a studio apartment. That was the big concession in Manhattan.
There you go.
Isn't the East Coast, Alan?
You know, I was born there, but I grew up in Texas, so it's a
where in Texas?
Houston.
Houston. Bun B. What's up, Bun? Trill. I recognize you, though, from the adult bookstore in Lancaster.
Oh, my God, please don't announce that. What a memory.
Are we recording now?
Yeah, we're on.
Yeah. You make a very distinct wheezing sound when you hit the glory and glory hole.
Please, my mom. I just talked to my mom.
I'm not talking about you, Alan. I'm talking about another Alan.
My bad.
Alan sitting next to you, Alan Alda.
The invisible Alan.
Alan Alda.
Uh-oh. Alan, are you listening?
I can't do it. You know, some impressions you just can't do. It's like a register. Like David Gee can do it great. Alan Alda, and it's his Vin Scully sort of register. Like for me, it's Harvey Keitel and Colin Quinn are the same. Like, Harvey Keitel gets very mad. It says, Alan, you don't know what you're doing with your life. Who does? There's no jobs in this town, right? If I just go like this, all of a sudden I'm doing Colin Quinn, you know? What's the same voice across from Notre Dame High School. That's nice. Who's the guy that invented the girls' volleyball shorts, Liz? And what do we get a line to thank him, you know? Okay. Each impression is like a partner, and Alan Alda, I just can't do.
Hey, you want to hear a funny story about Alan?
Yeah.
We went to the grocery store today.
I think he was asking me out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so self-centered.
Much better listener, but I need to tell you, I'm sorry. I was supposed to be on this another time.
You fell asleep.
I did indeed fall. I have terrible sleeping habits recently.
Yeah.
It's a new thing. Depression and loneliness coming in your 40s is very odd. out of nowhere. And wow, I'm not sleeping. What's the point?
Yeah.
And then to be late on the makeup makes for good story.
Yeah.
Tuna Canyon, and we're up and running. So I wanted to really tell you thank you for having me.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You're a very good interviewer. I've listened to you before.
Oh.
And just anybody listening, just tell a friend, hit subscribe, do what you do. Leave a review. Yeah. Even if the review says, I don't like his face.
Can't stand him.
5 stars. I don't like his face. Everybody listening now, go to iTunes and 5 stars and just write, Keith... I don't like his face. But it's still a 5-star review.
Beautiful.
All right, let's hear this story about Alan when he was in Vietnam.
No, this is actually, I think you would think it's funny, because Alan has this thing of name-dropping a lot. So we went to the grocery store, and the cashier was like, Alan, what are you doing today? And he's like, I'm about to talk to Jay Moore.
Well, maybe he's just excited.
Yeah.
He does it all the time.
He does it with every single guy.
I met Frank Stallone 2 weeks ago. Why'd you make him sound like a Long Island housewife? I'm about to interview Jay Moore.
You want to talk to him? You talk to him. He'll kill me.
But no, it was just like the Rifters, because my fan base that listens to this, we call them Rifters. They like to call him the name dropper, because that's all Alan does is name drop.
What was your last name? What's your last name?
It's Lee, like Bruce Lee, but no.
But first of all,
name drop.
Thank you.
It's a posthumous
name drop.
Terrible habit.
A pain pop. Thank you for assuming. I don't know what. Can we swear on this?
Yeah, yeah.
For what the fucking Lee meant. L-E-I-G-H? No, funny you should ask. Lee like Kathy. Or Bruce.
Or Bruce. I need
what
rehab.
What a creep.
I know. I need rehab.
Do you?
Your name, dropping rehab.
No, it's fine to drop. You know why you drop them? Because you're excited.
Thank you.
But it used to be.
Gentlemen, such a gentleman.
You used to drop names because you didn't feel like you were doing enough in your earlier on in your life. And then now you actually are at a level that you're pretty happy. And you realize if this is where I exist in this space.
Oh, my.
I'm okay with it because I have a good time. And you've redefined the definition of success. And you can move the ceiling intermittently. So what you do now, it's because you actually have joy at what you do. And to have joy is success. And you're realizing now you're not at a crossroads. You've just come through a crossroads where you've accepted this is a successful life. And when you go, I'm about to interview Alan Alda, it's because you're excited and you want to share the news. It started in, I feel less than, and I'm going to quantify it and qualify myself by saying this out loud, right, guys? But it's not that anymore.
Oh, my.
Right? I already know it's yes, but. So there's your free reading. That's $300 per hour on Skype, $500 an hour face-to-face.
You know,
I don't fail. I don't fall fail.
I loved it. I loved it.
You know, I was going to mention the reading that you do, but I listened to the interview with Tom Arnold. This is me name-dropping.
No.
But I'm
Hold on. Yeah. Is it name-dropping if you heard?
No.
I listen to Pearl Jam. I don't want to name-drop. When I drive over, I was listening to Iron Maiden. Let me pick that name up. Baby. Aces High by Iron Maiden. I listen to that come through Tuna Canyon.
Oh, I'm doing it again.
But no, I'm friends with Tom. I opened up for him once, you know, so we talk on Twitter and stuff. And then when I saw you on him, I was like, hey, Tom, Jay's going to do my show, but I can't do the whole reading thing because he did it on your show, you know? So
I can't do a reading.
No, because you read Tom.
Well, I can read anybody.
But
you had so many walls up. You're tough to read.
Yeah,
you are. But they're not.
I have Asperger's syndrome.
I was going to say I didn't know that, but it wasn't an illness. There was a setback that became the identity, and then you've built not a high wall, but you built many, many, many like knee and waist high walls to just slow the opposition. Because you do want to meet some people.
Yeah.
And you do, once they, I'm enjoying you right now very much.
Oh, thank you,
Jay. But you can't rely on that because of before this was diagnosed and it was a whole thing, people are not very kind out there. And they say words like, you know, the R word, and they say things like, are you, you know, this or that? And sometimes nobody notices anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you're very tough to read. Because it's also because you are constantly working on, this is true, you are always working and preparing to be a better you, specifically, to be a better Keith the next day, the next hour. Uh-huh. Like tonight before you go to bed, you'll probably make a list of what you're going to do tomorrow, and then tomorrow you check the list and you'll add something to it and actually get a little upset that you forgot it the other night prior.
Yeah.
So keep doing that, but just, there's no reason to get upset with the thing in the morning because you didn't start your day yet.
Wow.
You can't be accountable for something 24 hours ago even though you didn't start what you're doing that morning. Like this morning, you're like, last night I forgot to make sure, you know, Ghost Whisper, of course, I'm an idiot. And then you add that to, no, I just looked down and read it. That wasn't intuition. I actually read it. I will not allow parlor tricks here.
No parlor tricks.
And you're like, how did I forget that last night? But it doesn't matter because you're not going to talk to me for another 15 hours. Sure.
That's actually true because last night I did a showcase set at a comedy club and I got passed as a paid regular. But I remember driving home.
Why say the name of the club, man?
Oh, the Ha Ha Comedy Club. I mean,
boy, look, that's right next to Laboro Majora and Flapping.
But I mean, yeah. But
good for you, man.
But yeah. But like, I was actually thinking that all last night. I was like, oh my god, I forgot to tell three great jokes. You know what I mean? And I was like,
after you passed.
Yeah. So
that's good as a comic.
Yeah.
Don't lose that.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to one bit for 2 years, and I've done it, you know, 18 times, but out of 100 shows a year, the rock and roll bit that I have, where I do an impression of Eddie Vedder, I do Bono, I do Springsteen, I talk about don't tell me what politics to, don't tell me who to vote for, don't tell me what charity, don't tell me what town I'm in. I take that one back, actually. We all love that one. Hey, L.A. Oh, my God, I'm in L.A. You're like high-fiving some girl next to you, like, we're all in L.A. at the same time. And it goes on and on, and it's like a 14-minute bit that's all callback, like a double helix DNA, callback. Sometimes I'll write down rock and roll, and I'll put it on the piano at the improv. Saturday, the 26th of August, I'll be there at 8 o'clock.
Two hours. We're going to go.
Make sure I do the rock and roll bit.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll go, I'm going to open with that damn bit. I'm just going to open with it, and then it's like, I just started talking about, I just did, then I start doing Norm, and then I'm like, oh my God, I have 4 minutes left. I can't possibly do a 15-minute story about a bunch of rock and roll concerts with impressions, you know, and in 4 minutes. I understand the elasticity of time and it being relative and all, but tell that to the improv and their damn clocks. I don't
know. No, I'm actually really good friends with Norm. I open for him, and 4 minutes, when they give him the 4 minute light, that usually means 30 minutes. So it's just hilarious.
I think that's most comics that explore in real time, which it's hard to tell you to, like, you got to do it because you're like, no, there's three jokes I forgot. Let's nail that down first.
Yeah.
And then I can go rooting around and exploring.
But
if something happens during the day, like, I was watching the Learning Channel before I went on stage. It might have been in Denver. And it was the man with the 135-pound scrotum was the name of the show. Mm-hmm. And I watched the full hour, and I looked at the clock, and I went, oh, my ride's been here for a half hour. And I was very, very late for my show. And they put, like, four open or something. And I just told her that. So that was, like, an 11, 12-minute story. And then, you know, when they give me the light, I'm like, eesh. Because if there's a second show, you got to get out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Norm really cares.
No.
And that's worked for him very well because he's like the greatest, most brilliant comic I've ever seen in my life.
That's great, yeah.
I come from a long line of death. Wow. That wasn't even the show. The guy with the 135-pound scrotum. Because they didn't want you flipping the channel saying, I wonder what this show is about.
That's a nice title.
They just named it, here's a man with 100. I wrestled at 135 pounds my freshman year of college.
Nice.
I had a driver's license. I wasn't a pair of balls. I was a above average intelligence. He puts his nuts in the back of a baby carriage to push him around, and like, that was crossing the line for me. You're like, oh, baby, oh my God, are those twins Dominican? What's happening here? They don't have eyes.
Well, Jay, we have to take a quick break to mention our sponsors. So,
there you go.
We got to do that. Okay, we got actually two sponsors. One, our friends Taco Brat and Costa Mesa.
Taco Brat?
Yeah, it's called Taco Brat.
I'm into it.
Yeah, they told me to tell you the next time you're in the OC area, you just go in and food's on them.
Are they, well, we're recording on a Tuesday. Are they open tonight? Because I'll just go from here.
Yeah, we should go after.
Instead of looking up in-call escorts on my phone.
He was
all right,
but it's called Taco Brat, and their address is 2101 Harbor Boulevard, Costa Mesa, California. Phone number 657-346-2005. Taco Brat. And then sponsor number two, which one I actually really care about a lot, is
let me cut you off here. Sponsor number two. If I give you money to be a sponsor and you call me sponsor number two, I'm like, fuck that guy.
Oh, man.
And we go, and this is the one I really care about. Now I got Taco Brat going, fuck that guy.
That's right. You just put Taco Brat down. And it's German. It's German. It's a German taco.
Yeah, it is German taco.
I don't want to get. Are we still talking about in-call escorts? It closes at 9. Taco Brat closes at 9 weekdays, by
That's
the way.
That's right.
Because I've been there before.
Oh, have you?
Oh, have you?
Because I love it.
It's delicious. I know. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love the sauerkraut one.
That might be my favorite person ever.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Well, there goes my chances.
I'm calling my mom.
But you love Bob. I mean, I'll fool around with you. I don't care. So who's the second?
Okay. The second sponsor is Collins Care. .com, and they wanted me to read a little slogan for the rifters out there. Do you have any
opioids? Like,
opioids.
Like you pee on someone, and then you oink like a pig, then you add D to the oi.
Could just say Vicodin.
Do you have an opioid problem? Do you know someone who does? Well, visit www.collinscare.com to purchase a recovering kit. Collins Care is building a community of supporters like you and want to share their healthy vision. Let's get people excited. It's time to make a difference, and more importantly, let's help save a life one person at a time. Go to www.collinscare.com. Again, www.collinscare.com.
You know, I was addicted to opioids. Can I see that for real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. As we call it, copy, or if I wanted to be a Foley artist, and then it began to rain out in the plains. And Al Pacino said, "Are we going to get umbrellas?" I'm fascinated by collinscare.com because I want to know what the recovery kit is, because I only know abstinence being a member of a organization that second A stands for anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, when I started this is the first page when I started the show. That's the middle page, but I explained it the first page. You want me to explain it again?
No, I'm just fascinated by...
The kit.
You don't hear an ad like that often.
Oh, yeah.
Very rarely. Is,
That's why I said it was more important to me.
Well, no, actually, you said...
second place.
Yeah, no, I said this one was more...
You gave it a kind of a status.
You're not going to out-remember the Asperger's guy.
No, you're right.
It's kind of his thing.
I keep failing at that.
It's kind of his thing.
Why do I try? Go on.
Because you're a seeker, and you try. But, you think about it. Most ads, I was going to go, well, it's an ad that says, hey, we're going to help you. And mm-hmm. I thought of the Taco mm-hmm. Brat, the Germexican Bratwurst taco spot. And I was like, well, they're helping people, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, if it's a mattress thing, they're helping you sleep. And it's this. So I guess all services that are legit are trying to help
you. Trying to help
them. Yeah.
But that's the first one. I'm glad that this is coming out into the public consciousness. And we're like, guys like us are podcasting and breaking chops. And it's like, hey. An opioid problem, come get our recovery kit at collinscare.com.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And
if you want to quit all your opioids, I will come to your house and pick them up. And I will dispose of them orally.
Wow, we just started a new business here. Yeah.
Picking up opioids?
Yeah,
good luck getting those out of those hands. Holy shit. Take it from me.
It'll be a hard job.
Hey, do you have a... Man, I think I broke my neck. Do you have a Norco? Get the fuck off my property. I got 162, and there's no way I'm going to head into the weekend with 160.
Jay, there's a story I wanted to tell you, because I've been trying to get you on the podcast for a couple years.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, like, say any names, but my last... my last girlfriend...
Don't do that.
No. Her name was MJ. And she was like, I told her, I was like, oh, yeah, I want to get Jay Moore because he's like one of my favorite comics. You know? And she's like, oh, my God, I got a great story about Jay Moore. I was like, all right. She's like, his mom came into my work once and I waxed her eyebrows and I kept it. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird.
Where does MJ live? No, it's a serious question.
No, I don't. I think she's a wonderful person.
Yeah,
I want you to do some push-ups. And why are you going to water that? It's not going to water itself.
No, I got three.
But I think that's
what
just
state does she live in?
California.
Then that story is patently false and impossible because my mother lives in New Jersey.
Mm. I knew it.
My mother has Alzheimer's, so the only way she could possibly go get her eyebrows waxed if she went.
Is
for
that
a walk.
So surprising?
Is that amazing? She lied to you.
My mom and like. It's a Jersey lady, and like Jersey ladies don't get their eyebrows waxed. They just rock the caterpillar like Bert.
Wow, that's quite a story for her. She's a good writer.
Is she?
I think so.
I kept the hair. That's like Nancy Drew mystery.
That's weird, yeah.
Nancy Drew. I was a big fan of Nancy Drew.
No, but that,
I was.
That does not surprise, Alan, that doesn't surprise to me that MJ lied.
Well,
yeah,
I told you.
Everything
told you
she said was a lie.
They've lied to me.
Well, anyways, moving on.
But what a weird thing to lie about.
Yeah, I know.
You could have said, like, wow. I saw him and Al at the adult bookstore. And I think they're on the wrong side of the glory hole.
That would have been more believable.
That's the only reference the guy has. Why'd you guys break up?
Oh, I don't want to talk about that. But, I mean, you know, it's like, you know. Yeah.
You fucking tell stories about her.
No, no, I was just
you
telling her.
You brought her here during the room.
I was just, no, no.
I
don't
know who she was until you started talking about her.
No.
Innocent of all this.
Yeah, yeah.
You brought it up.
No, I did, but I was just telling her the story that she told us.
Hold on, Pontius Pilate wants to
tell you. Pontius Pilate, that was a punchline. I'm not Pontius Pilate. It's not a big punchline, but I thought.
No, but what did you say, Pontius Pilate?
I said, I washed my hands of all this Jesus.
Appreciate that. I'm sure Christ did, too. Like, wash your hands. You were the only one they were fucking listening to. Barabbas is in my ear.
You're going to be a place for me at the new kingdom. You fucking thief. Leave me alone.
Back to the glory hole.
Who was the other guy? There's two guys with Christ.
Oh.
There's two thieves.
I know.
There's no, you don't, because he's not mentioned. He's like, who's Noah's wife? Unmentioned.
Yeah, that's true.
So
it's just Noah and his
he's
ark.
He's up there, and Christ, there's a guy on either side of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The criminal, Barabbas.
And one's Barabbas. And the crowd's like, we want Barabbas to come down. And the other guy's like, what am I, fucking Danny Baldwin?
That was a good movie with Anthony Quinn. I saw it as a kid.
Which one was that?
Barabbas. Remember Anthony Quinn?
I didn't know that. Do I remember Anthony Quinn?
No, but I mean,
I'm a little more like, what's this movie?
No, I'm saying, he played
of him.
He played Barabbas. No, because I was in Catholic school at the time.
He played Barabbas. Is it called Barabbas?
Isn't that horrible? I should know this by now. Is it Barabbas or Barabbas?
Well, I don't think he's Latin. You're like, is it Barabbas or Barabbas Cardenas?
I just said to be PC here.
Jay, we have a couple of Twitter questions. Do you like Twitter questions?
What if I say no?
I mean, if you say no, I won't ask
you.
But a couple of them are good. Good questions.
It's your show, but okay. I'm your guest.
Oh, well, no, but yeah. And, okay, this is from Jerry Maguire Fan 96. Jay, if you could remake one of your movies today, what would it be?
Well, that's a good, very good question.
Yeah.
Remake it because I just want to do it again, or
It
because I want to do something differently?
Let's just say differently.
I would remake Seeing. What did they rename it? It was Dancing About Architecture, and they renamed it. Shoot! I'll have to go to my own IMDb page. It's Angelina Jolie, Ryan Philippe. I worked, all my scenes were with Jenna Rollins and Sean Connery in it, John Stewart, Gillian Anderson, and all my scenes were with Ellen Burstyn, and I played her son.
Wow.
And I was dying of AIDS, and she didn't know I was gay, and the first time she knows that I'm actually gay is when she comes to see me dying. And that was the most transcendental experience I ever had in my life acting, because you're like, wow, how am I going to cry? I got this big speech. And a big speech was cut out that was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I get to say this. I still memorized it.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm laying in this. I lost like 20 pounds, and I got real skinny, and I like they made the makeup great, and they cut a little piece of the mattress out to make me look even smaller. And I'm like, wow, it's Ellen Burstyn. How am I going to cry? I mean, I open my eyes, and I'm looking at my mom, looking at her son, who's dying. And I saw the pain in her eyes. Mm-hmm. Ellen Burstyn like was just this. She was my mom.
Yeah.
And she was devastated. Mm-hmm. And I just started crying and crying. It was transcendental. It's like we went through some weird portal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we were just like making jokes afterwards. Mm-hmm. It like it was really fascinating. I would love to do that again to keep the speech in. Mm-hmm. It was a great speech. And, you know, who needs an Oscar nomination or anything? The name of the movie, Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to look it up. Let's get to the next one.
All right, the next question is...
rude. Get to the next one.
Hello. This is from SS Larry Benson 98. Jay.
Is he a ship? Friendship.
Jay, you have said in enormous interviews you suffer from stage fright. Any tips to people who also suffer from stage fright that want to do stand up?
Repetition. I don't have stage fright, and that is that's been asked to me a lot lately. Actually,
really?
For some reason, it was a very long time ago that interview was. It was when I met Nick, my second wife. I didn't want to be the guy I was anymore because it wasn't my true self. I was doing jokes about, like, you know, blowjobs or humping the stool and fingers in the butt. Like, it was just you know, stuff you do in bars on the East Coast. And I, like, realized who I was for the first time, that true self. And then it was like a snake shedding its skin. Sure. Like, oh, I actually want to hear what this person says. I want to not leave my clothes on the floor because that's not how a house works. You do put your shoes in the same place each night in the closet. That way you never have to look for them. Yeah. The keys go in it, like, oh, okay. And then to go on stage, I had to put the snake skin back on.
Wow.
And do like that nasty shit.
Yeah.
And that's not who I realized that's not who I am. And I started having panic attacks on stage, which was then the anticipatory dread of having the panic attack became stage fright. And she said to me, well, I just gotten Ghost Whisperer, as a matter of fact. And she goes, well, you don't need the money, so just stop. And when you go back on stage, you'll only tell the truth. Like, what? I go, okay. I didn't do stand-up for 2 years, and I don't have any bits. My whole act has happened to me.
Wow.
So like, people go like, he steals. It's like, if you saw... 3 minutes random, just drop the needle on the record. Any 3 minutes on my show, it's insane.
Yeah,
it's impossible. My son's name is Meredith. I can't steal stories about a kid with a girl's name because it means Lord of the Sea,
right.
Masculine from Scotland. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a whole long thing, but I don't really get the stage fright at all.
Wow.
But I would just say anybody with any fright about anything, it's repetition because I used to not be able to fly unless the plane was huge.
Yeah.
And then eventually your body goes, I'm tired of this shit. Get on the fucking plane and go pick up a check, stupid. And go, why don't you just take a nap on the plane?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's
repetition. Repetition.
That's very interesting.
That's why Al can do 75 diamond push-ups. How many can you do?
Right now, about 20.
Diamonds?
No, not diamonds. Regular. No, excuse me. That's complex for me.
For a 70-year-old man, that's very impressive.
No.
That's impressive.
Very regular. Traditional push-ups. I'm an old school guy, so I don't
school as in like high and junior or elementary school.
But don't get him name dropping his teachers.
That's true.
You're the most fascinating. I'm not joking. You know why?
That.
Because it's almost like somebody's talking in the next room because it's super low and quiet, but it's almost constant.
Yeah.
Like, you're definitely not a sniper.
No.
You're more of a skirmish line, like in the Civil War. Skirmish line, yes. Skirmish line.
I like that. I like that visual. Except the bullets part.
Okay.
Or the.
All right.
It'd be weird if you did. That's what you took from that? Is a fucking bullet imagery? Good God.
Next.
Ow!
Next question. This is from GoZach99. Jay, you created Last Comic Standing. Did you have any involvement in it the last few years? If so, can you please bring it back and put Keith Reza on it?
Oh.
/tag autism humor.
That's a nice little plug.
I did create it, and I have nothing to do with it. In its last, I don't know, about 5-6 years, when they left the house, I tapped out. It was a battle that wasn't maybe worth the financial war.
Yeah.
And I said, they can't leave the house. It's not, that's, mm-hmm. then you're just doing Evening at the Improv.
Yeah.
But the show's still successful, and I made, I'm very proud of it. But no, I have no input, nothing. They want nothing. Mm-hmm. I've offered to host for very cheap.
Yeah.
They want nothing to do with me. It's very odd. That's not really negative.
Yeah.
No.
When you have a new show.
Yeah.
Or like when there's a new, when you have a new group of people running like a network,
mm-hmm.
then it's their show.
Sure.
Like a lot of shows get canceled because it's not my show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm the new guy.
Yeah.
And you just see it move time slots, and you know, or like a new general manager of a team starts mm-hmm. sending players off. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know who runs NBC or anything now, because no. I put myself in the witness protection program with radio. woo. So no, but and I couldn't put you on because then it would be fixed, and that was the big thing.
That was just from GoZack99.
That's his real name.
That's his real name.
Yeah, let's name him GoZack99.
I like Jay as a host. Myself,
I was a good host.
Yeah,
you know what I loved is every week I got to do 6 minutes of brand new clean material.
Yeah,
it was really fun.
Yeah,
or well, let me rephrase that. Every week I got to do really old material that I hadn't done in years that was clean. You wait so long it becomes new again.
But it was also a great show because you gave so many comics, you know, careers and stuff, even if when they didn't win, just being on that
show.
I'm
going to ask you a serious question, because the perception from my end is obviously through a prism and wacky. Did it give comics careers?
Yeah. I mean,
That's not loaded.
Yeah, Dat Fam, Ralphie May.
Mm-hmm. But Ralphie was working, though.
Yeah.
That's, but like, I'm like, I know Eliza became very, I don't know her level of like financial and whatever, spiritual.
Well, I don't think financially, if...
I'm sorry. I just went into sex again. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well,
I told you I was going to be.
Let me rephrase that. I don't think.
You sound
like
Ina Garten, the barefoot Contessa. If she was a guy. She's very attractive.
Like, let me rephrase that. I don't think how much money you make from comedy means you're successful.
Well, that's why I said spiritual.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you're spiritually doing it, and that makes you more successful.
Well, you specifically said made careers.
Yeah, yeah. Because Last Comic Standing is a credit for a lot of comedians, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're millionaires.
I've never really thought about the scope, the size, or the tininess of any of the show, because it's just like a show, and it's great, and it worked, and it was fun. And I should be a little more proud of it and be grateful for that opportunity. I'm glad I talked to you guys. Or at least Balzac, whatever his name is. GoZack?
GoZack99.
That's his real name, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's his Twitter name, yeah.
No, that's his real name.
That's his real name?
He's a Jewish guy, but that's his Christian name.
Oh.
His Jewish name, I believe, is Adam.
Oh, nice.
But when he walks into a Christian church, they go, GoZack.
I've actually noticed a pattern with all these Twitter names. Have you noticed it yet?
Something.
It has something to do with you.
It's. No.
You haven't known.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The name of a show or the name of a character.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Zach is from the movie Go. Go. Oh, wow. I'm an idiot.
High five.
Did you pull these?
Yeah. These are real questions, but I just made.
Wow.
You know, when they offered me Go and I read the script, I'm like, this is really great. So, but they never said Zach or Adam. Yeah. So I met Doug Liman and a couple of producers. They go, so do you want to play Zach? Do you want to play Adam? Yeah. And then I'm like, in my mind, I'm going, fuck, I don't know. I go, well, I mean, only one of them says go. And they go, we knew you were Zach Good. I was like, of course. Oof.
Well, the last Twitter question we have, like I said, they all have a pattern here. Cousin Mike Sullivan.
You didn't talk to me for 8 years because you were gay? What do you think, I was going to talk to you anymore? But that's what happened anyway because of a fucking Tom Seaver rookie card?
I'm going to get the speech for that damn movie.
That's crazy.
This one... It says, Jay, you have had numerous feuds in your career. Do you feel
feud? That's not true. I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
When you go to YouTube and look up the More Stories podcast, every guest, it says Jay Moore versus Joe DeRosa. Jay Moore versus Greg Proulx.
Oh, so maybe that's why they do that then.
Well, I think the other one is, I've had three feuds.
Yeah.
And that's because I acted like a fucking baby.
Right.
I'll put it all on me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the other people weren't assholes. But perception is reality, so obviously it is true.
I don't think it's true. I mean, I think you're a sweetheart. But the second part
what the fly said when it walked over the mirror, Alan? That's one way of looking at it.
Here you go.
But the second part was actually good advice, I feel, is do you feel feuds are part of this business? And if not, do you regret them all? Which you kind of just said.
I don't regret them because I don't even remember them.
Right.
I can think of one that was entirely me being... Look, I'm an addict. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a drug addict. And I have mental health issues to be determined at a later date, I suppose. I am a... When they say in step one, I'm powerless over alcohol, my life has become unmanageable. My sponsor said, I went back to AA this year, March 14th. I didn't drink. I didn't drug. I was so nuts that people thought I was on drugs. Really? I got fired from a job because they thought I was on drugs. They didn't tell me that, but I never got a reason. It was like, well, you know, maybe people are afraid for their safety. I'm like, what the fuck? Wow. Afraid for their safety? Like, weird. I did a benefit, and they go, is he on something? It kept coming up. And I went, apparently, I act exactly like somebody who's on something because people know I'm sober, and they're still asking.
Yeah.
And I realized when I got sober May 5th, 1998, I never did the actual step work because my mom got sober when I was 10, and I was always going to meetings with her as a kid, and I knew the steps by heart, the traditions by heart. So I'm like, all right, powerless, done, and I didn't pick up. Mm-hmm. But if you don't do the work, I spoke for the first time at a meeting in the Palisades a month ago. I'm like, 19 years, here's my 90-day chip because I didn't put pen to paper. So what else am I powerless over? I am powerless over other people's opinions of me, and my life becomes unmanageable.
Yeah.
I isolate, just like booze. I will text. I'm a reaction addict. I will keep texting. Mm-hmm. I'll try to make it right, and then I'll throw little pity pot shots off to the side as I'm trying to make it right. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't have it both ways. Connections with people, whether it's like pornography or like
comedy.
Well, no, comedy's good.
Yeah, but you
like,
can you
like
connect
seeking
with
out like
comedy.
Maybe, you know, I'll meet somebody that really sees me and likes me for who I am. Like, that connection is like just not sleeping, staying up, and crack cocaine. No.
Yeah. opioids.
The opioids, I was. But so I the
no, no. I didn't even know that.
The
I,
feuds, the quote unquote, like, what did he call it? And the
feuds
that I've been in were, I can, after doing step work now for the very first time, that is me caring way too much what somebody else says out loud about me to somebody else.
Yeah.
If that other person didn't defend me, or they just keep talking, I'm like a topic, I was like a topic on like podcasts for a while for people that like I helped, and I know that I was never anything but kind to them, and it fucking hurt. And instead of just putting it away, it's like, well, hold on a minute, let's take to the Twitter.
Yeah.
And that always ends well.
Twitter is, I don't like Twitter.
Hey, anybody tell you you look like the dad from The Incredibles? Yeah, but that's not what I'm trying to get across here. So now if I was like listening to a podcast and somebody said something ridiculous about me, I would just go, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
No. I would hope.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
Well,
who asked you?
Just wanted to drop.
Who's your favorite Muppet, Keith?
Muppets, like
from Sesame Street to the Muppet Show. Any Jim Henson Muppet?
You're probably this one called Grover. He was a blue. Yeah. It was a blue guy, Muppet with a pink mouth.
Look, I know you have Asperger's and all.
Yeah.
Like, you know who fucking Grover is?
Oh, okay.
It's like you know Mick Jagger. He's a singer. okay. There was this band. They came from England. They called themselves the Rolling Stones. You know, the Muddy Waters song. Muddy Waters. Yeah. And they have, there's five of them.
Yeah, who are we talking about?
Mick Jagger.
Oh, well, thank you.
So he also has a pink mouth.
He also has a pink mouth. Ed, Al, who is your favorite Muppet? Who's your favorite Muppet?
You know, I wasn't a big Muppet fan, and in a period of my life, I blanked them out, and so I had to go back and try to catch up, and I'm completely flustered by this question.
Could you point to the doll where you were touched by a Muppet?
You don't have a
favorite
Muppet?
I like that frog.
Kermit.
Are we in a fucking satellite right now?
Yeah, I was.
Are we hurtling through space?
I said Grover.
You're explaining Grover, and he's like, I like that frog fellow. And who's the Italian guy? The Count?
Sure.
One.
Jay, we just got the light, so we gotta wrap it up.
That means we got 30 more minutes.
Yeah. There you go. Hey.
That's true.
In our world, it's 30 more minutes.
But there is another show after this. But I wanted to tell you this, and I'm being very, very sincere. There's comics out there that make me laugh and make me smile, and you are one of those. And I thank you very much for everything you've done.
I second the motion.
Yeah.
Well, Al, don't step on him saying that. My favorite topic, me.
So,
thank you. And I'm not going to be able to pull the filmography of myself in time to tell you what the name of the damn movie was. It was Dancing with an Architecture, and they changed it to How much actual time is there?
We have we have 3 minutes, but I can mention the sponsors real fast.
You vamp.
All right. This episode of Razor Riffs, again with Jay Moore, was brought to you by Taco Brat, the best tacos in Costa Mesa, California. They close at 9. And they're
Germ-Mexican.
Germ-Mexican, yes. And they're at 2101 Harbor Boulevard, Costa Mesa, California. And this episode was also sponsored by Collins Cares. And they're building a community of supporters like you, and they want to share their healthy vision. Let's get people excited. It's time to make a difference. And more importantly, let's help save a life one person at a time. Please go to www.collinscare.com. Again, that's www.collinscare.com.
Playing by Heart was the name of the movie.
Playing by Heart.
And that was the speech.
Wow.
She goes, your father never really did understand. And I said one time, you know, because the dad owned I think he was the town, 1.5 minutes, JJ.
Yeah.
You don't want to end on the story. It's morbid. The dad asked him to help him play, quote unquote, hide and seek because there was maybe a deceased something missing that was not of a proper age. So let's focus on the positive here.
Beautiful. Where do you want the folks at home to find you?
JMoore.com has everything you need.
At JMoore.com.
Everything you need. I answer my own emails. Moore Sports is a daily podcast I do on my phone. And then Moore Stories, of course, has its own app, and it's free. And I will come back whenever you need me.
Oh, awesome.
And I'll be on time, and I'll bring damn donuts, but none for you, MJ.
Jay Moore, Keith Reza, Alan Lee.
Moore,
thank you so much, Jay.
I will be dropping this name all week.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Reza and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.
She's an Olympic volleyball player and he's a big wave surfer where he has to be actually towed onto the wave because it's too big to... And they do it inside a song. The size of the shape of a barrel is bigger than this whole thing. I did an hour and 18 minutes. I go, what's the record here? She was 36 minutes. I go 36 minutes.